Carina in the Andes. When seeing the latest and most intricate photo view of the Carina Galaxy's new stars and planets, I thought of my character Carina, who was created to live on Earth by beings from that galaxy, who were enthusiastic readers of Fred Hoyle, his fantasy that the Andromeda Galaxy had created a woman here, Andromeda. Carina began by being very 60s, wore pastel pantsuits, but later had a stylish star fair bob, her own small plane, her own small bank, a job in politics, and a hobby of rescuing creatures declared alien in their birth country, which nevertheless ruled their DNA and habits dangerous. Perhaps she saw herself as one of them and in peril. I wondered what she was doing now, this girl, who had materialized first so politely and discreetly, as I sat on the swing on my veranda, lazily, watching her coloured in crisply like a paper doll. Would the Carinans still care about her future? They had also been fans of Harry Potter, but J.K. Rowling's attacks on Jeremy Corbyn, satire about trans people, might have made them tire of Earth lit in general. Carina was always rather unisex or either, and like her galaxy now inclined to favour the peaceful in either party. In my last poem about her, she carried off a boa constrictor hunted near Brisbane, left it secure on a South American mountain. The new superb Carinan galaxy photograph came from the Gemini South Telescope in the Chilean Andes, which cleverly used a distorted mirror to minimalize the blurring and wild flicker from the light, revealing the gases in the likeness of writhing trees, gaunt horses, blood scarlet vastness, spotted with young stars in different sizes, blue curtains, breaths, bluer alcoves of space in their casement. If we look at those assembled to witness the achievement, we'll find Carina studying a borrowed copy there of her home stars, wistfully in the thin, pure air, so poignant that I need to comfort her. Fortunately, in the same time frame too, on the Nazca lines in the Andes of Peru, the glyph of a cat has just been restored, a creature with a fragile skull, thick tail, a 1,000-year or 2,000-year provenance, dead likeness to current quick Andean mountain cats. These are threatened by hunting, mining and agriculture, and the wearing of chinchillas which they ate. Let us say Carina recognises this glyph that could be one of the occasional strange signs from her still involved but cautious Carinans, flies to Peru to hide a mountain cat and her October litter from the cold cruelties of some hunter. Let's dress her in a silver flying suit. Let's sit her on a rock with the Andes behind her, as I put the Andes behind Sands and Bolivar in galactic blues in a recent illustration. Let us celebrate the Bolivian election. On a rock in Carinan blue, Carina sits at home with an Andean cat and her kits, who allow her to stroke them in recognition, who are mottled leopard soft, and who scowl with that mix so haunting in cats of poise and desperation.